Imagine a time when you have the freedom and resources to do all those things you've dreamed of without worrying about a tax bill. A time and place where all your hard-earned money works for you and not some government bureaucracy. You've entered the tax-free zone. Call John Kelly at 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. This week's episode of the Financial Safari is brought to you by John Kelly and Kelly Financial Services for all your financial and retirement needs.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
On today's show, we're heading into back to school days, and that means it's time to take a look at some planning concerns for the fourth quarter. You're not going to want to miss this next segment.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and in studio with me, John Kelly, president of Kelly Financial Services. John, welcome. Nice to see you.
Thank you.
And, you know, this year has been speeding by, and it just feels weird to be talking about back to school and then Christmas and all of that. But let's talk about some fourth quarter concerns, things that maybe we should be dealing with before the end of the year. And starting the conversation sooner rather than later, always a good idea. So we don't want to find ourselves in December wishing we had done this earlier. So one of the things maybe we talk about is evaluating your IRA and or Roth option, contribution options.
Well, absolutely. And we sit down when our listeners, when a client comes into the office here, we sit down and we look at how much they're putting into their retirement plans on a monthly basis. Is it getting them the maximum deductions they can get as far as saving tax money and getting the contributions up to the limits, and especially taking advantage of company matches? So you always want to take the free money. If an employer is offering the company match, you definitely want to try to at least put in up to that amount. A lot of times, too, we're focusing on here towards the fourth quarter is like any decreasing some taxes, increasing your tax deductions, you know, either positioning yourselves with some losses to offset any gains you might have had throughout the year, increasing tax deductions to charitable donations to give yourself the most opportunity to keep your taxes down. You know, there's so many different ways, you know, people can use tax write-offs at the end of the year, especially when you see where you're at in the end of the year. If you know you have a big gain somewhere out there that's maybe not in a retirement plan that's going to cause you some taxation, start moving some stuff around so we get the maximum tax breaks possible for our clients. And it's very important.
Well, and you mentioned charitable donations, and is that something that people often overlook? I mean, that's something that can really help at times.
Well, absolutely. I mean, especially if you want to get, I will say, leave it to some charity that you like, whether it's churches or, you know, some cancer researches, things like that, rather than giving it to the government. You know, there's a lot of different things people set up as far as even some of our wealthy clients right now. They have their own charitable contribution trusts that they put in. They have their own foundations. And I have one person that they have a foundation. This is one of our clients that each and every year they give it to children. And another guy gives it also to the Disabled Patriot Funds. So there's a lot of different ways you can to minimize your taxes at the end of the year, especially if you know that you're going to have something that's going to cause a big gain, whether you might have sold a property or you could have maybe sold some positions you might have had in the market. Especially right now, the way the markets are going, everything is killing it. A lot of people are going to have some major gains at the end of this year. So it's always important to sit down with your tax advisors or whoever you're working with to try to minimize them taxes before the year ends.
Absolutely. And it's also a good time to make sure that your income stream is going to be what it needs to be.
Well, absolutely. So most of our clients, when we sit down, that's the first thing we do is we start with the income stream, whether it's Social Security, how much are they going to have from a pension if they are going to have one. And they're the focal points for people's retirement income. And then we look at that. We position, see to make sure they're positioned correctly. And then we look at taking distributions for maybe IRAs or 401ks. And for a lot of our listeners right now, we're taking advantage of Section 7702 of the IRS code, which we're focusing quite a bit on tax-free income in retirement. So again, everybody situation is different. Everybody looks at things differently. So it's important to sit down with your planner or come on, make an appointment with us. Come on and sit down and we'll show you the best way to get the maximum income and maximize your tax deductions for the end of the year.
And certainly one thing top of the list is a debt-free plan. And if you don't have one, make one.
Well, absolutely. Most people try to focus on going into retirement when they get that last paycheck. They try to have as much of their bills paid off as possible. Hopefully their homes are paid off. They're not going into retirement with huge credit card debt. You know, maybe they're sitting on some student loans that they co-sign for their kids or their grandkids. I had one lady that came in the office here a couple of days ago. She's almost $40,000 she's co-signed for in student loans, the parent loans. And we're trying to maximize that for her, get them paid off before she retires in a year and a half. So again, nobody likes getting big bills when they go into retirement because they like to focus on, okay, hey, listen, I know I'm going to get $4,000 a month, say, for my Social Security and my pension. I have X amount of dollars saved in my 401ks or IRAs or Roth accounts. I know what I can draw from them. They don't need any should I say, hidden fees or hidden bills coming in that's going to take a big chunk out of the retirement income starting out.
And it's always a good thing in fourth quarter to rebalance the portfolio, make sure that it's as diversified as it needs to be.
Well, absolutely, especially right now. So for a lot of our clients right now, we're doing a lot of repositioning. For a lot of our clients, listeners who come in that are over 59 and a half, we're doing a lot of 401k conversions, rollovers. So we're locking in the gains. And as we always say, how do you make money in the market? You buy low, you sell high. Right now, the markets are at their all-time high. A lot of our clients are right now, we're doing some managed plans for them where we're helping them manage their 401ks. John Herron here, our fiduciary in the office, he sets up a fee-based for them. So he strategically helps them work within the confines of their current 401k plans to maximize their returns and minimize their risk, especially if they're within a couple of years of retirement. And that's very important.
Sure. And that brings us to your offer today, John, and it's a good one.
Well, absolutely. So if you give us a call, we give a copy of Coach Pete's 401k Survival Guide, which tells you the best way to figure out your contributions and as far as moving the money after 59 and a half. We'll also sit down and do a complete income plan for you. So we'll do a Social Security maximization for you, show you how to maximize your Social Security benefits. We also give away a copy of Patrick Kelly's book, The Retirement Miracle. And for those of you who are sitting in brokerage accounts, you want to see your fee schedules, things like that, come on in. We do a complete portfolio analysis. John Herron, our fiduciary here in the office, handles that for our listeners. And then for any clients who come on board with over $250,000, we provide them with a free will and a power of attorney for finance and for healthcare. And any listeners who come on board with over $500,000, we give them a complete living trust through our estate planning attorneys here. So we help them avoid the probate process completely.
Well, finally, somebody offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. Folks, you need to sit down and get a financial roadmap put together, and John Kelly will translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. It's an excellent chance for you to get a true practical financial review. And for anybody listening right now, simply call 800-477-1135. And when you do, you will get that comprehensive financial review showing where you are now, but really, most importantly, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. In short, you've really got nothing to lose. So the best advice, call right now, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
And when we return, we've got some specific questions sent in by our listeners. Do you have some of the same concerns? Find out in just a moment.
Financial Safari News Network. Celebrity Money Mistakes.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year.
John Denver was an American musician, singer, songwriter, record producer, activist, actor, and humanitarian whose greatest commercial success was as a solo singer starting in the 1970s. He was one of the most popular acoustic artists of the decade and one of its best-selling artists. By 1974, he was firmly established as America's best-selling performer. After traveling and living in numerous locations while growing up in his military family, Denver began his music career in folk music groups in the late 1960s. He recorded and released approximately 300 songs, about 200 of which he composed himself, with total record sales of over $33 million. He recorded and performed primarily with an acoustic guitar and sang about his joy in nature, his disdain for city life, his enthusiasm for music, and his relationship trials. His music appeared on a variety of charts, including country music, the Billboard Hot 100, and adult contemporary. In all, earning him 12 gold and 4 platinum albums with his signature songs Take Me Home Country Roads, Annie's Song, Rocky Mountain High, Thank God I'm a Country Boy, and Sunshine on My Shoulders. Denver was an avid pilot and died at the age of 53 in a single fatality crash of his personal experimental aircraft without a will in place. His lack of a will meant that his potential beneficiaries, including 2 ex-wives and 3 children, had to duke it out in court, with legal costs eroding what was left of his estate after the tax bite. This is just another reason why it is vitally important to meet with a true financial coach who listens to your goals for retirement and legacy planning, and who can implement a total retirement income plan, taking into account all necessary details.